Praise the Lord. Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. So why do we take time so lightly? In today's message, Pardon Me, But Do You Have the Time? Pastor Joel expounds on time as it relates to God's time.
Today's sermon, as you all know, is called Pardon Me, But Do You Have the Time? Okay? And this sermon is about time. And not simply time as you and I may know it, but more importantly, it's about God's time. All right? We need to know where we are according to God's time, each and every one of us, according to his time frame. We need to know where we are now as well as where we're going in relation to God's schedule of events. Now, the Bible gives us ample evidence about God in relation to time. After all, he is the Alpha and the Omega. That means he's the beginning and the end and everything in between that has to do with what? Time. Exactly. He knows the end from the beginning. Now, in our case, as human beings, we don't always readily understand just how completely time belongs to God. Did you get that? We don't always readily understand how completely time belongs to God. You see, so we live in a world that views time from a natural standpoint, or natural time frames. Therefore, we strive to make time. We try to keep time. We endeavor to arrange time. Yet we seem to never have enough time. Isn't that right? That's how it is. So before we run out of time, we need to learn to live our lives according to God's time. Amen. Not the world's time, not even our time. Because if it's our time, we might be living on borrowed time. So let's open our Bibles, those of you who have them, and go to Genesis chapter 6. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 6, and I'm going to ask my precious, precious little wife. I call her Butterfly, Butterfly Jones. You know, I always come up with a name for Annalisa. And God has gifted me with to be with for over 49 years now. By the way, speaking of time, that's quite some time. Pastor, sister, mother, friend, Annalisa, can you read for us, please? Genesis 6, read from verse 5 to 7, and then we're going to skip down to 11 and 13, because we're not going to read all
Praise
of this.
God.
Just read that, please.
Genesis 6, verses 5 and 7.
5 says, to 7.
5 through 7. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Verse 6 says, and the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Mm-hmm. Verse 7 says, so the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them.
Mm. That doesn't sound good. Let's go down to 11.
That sound all bad. Okay, going to Genesis 6, verses 11 to 13. Mm-hmm. 11 to 13 says, the earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Sounds like today, huh? Yeah. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And then verse 13, I'm going to take you to verse 13 also. Mm-hmm. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. The earth is filled with violence through them. Mm-hmm. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. All right. Now, this text reminds us of the times, all right? These are the times. The time, rather, that God was preparing to destroy mankind, all right? And he explains to Noah whom the Bible describes as being a just man. It says that Noah was a just and perfect man in his generation. We didn't read that part, but it's in there. If you guys, you will probably know that in verse 9. The Lord tells us Noah, he tells Noah that the earth was filled with corruption and violence, right there in verse 11. And in verse 5, if you go back a little bit, the Lord had told him that the wickedness was great in the land. So great, in fact, that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was evil continuously. Now, the Bible says every intent of the thoughts of a person's heart, a man's heart, was evil continuously. Do you know how evil that is? That you can't even think a good thought. That means that everything you're doing has a motive behind it. That means if you say something good, you don't mean it. That means if you give somebody a compliment and you say, oh, that's a nice car, you want to take it. You know, that's the type of evil that was going on. Does it make sense? You can't, you're telling somebody good, you tell them you love them and you don't really love them. And that type of thing. So it says continuously. That means something. And for one thing, mankind, the problem was mankind wasn't making time for God. You could say that man had been given time by God, but he wasn't spending time with God. Now, God can give you time to be with him, and you put him on the back burner. Anybody ever done that? We all have. Y'all don't have to raise your hand. I'll raise it for all of us since I'm up here. I know he knows my heart. God will make time for you, but sometimes we have something else planned, and we really don't want to hear from God at that moment. Huh? Especially when it comes to the opposite sex. We don't really want to hear what God has to say. I hope he's not looking, right? I mean, long back in the day. Before we were married. Things like that. But to put this in proper perspective, and Pastor Annalise and I, we always discuss perspective, right? There's perspective, then there's proper perspective. And then there's your perspective. Well, that's your perspective. No, that's my perspective. So we want to put this in. If we look at this in proper perspective, we can conclude that Noah, now listen to this, Noah had spent, he had lived at least 600 years when the flood waters came. You all know your Bible. You know it was 600, he was 600 years old when the flood waters were on the earth, okay? So he had been around for quite some time. And verse 6 says that Noah was 600 when the flood waters were on the earth. So even back then, we can surmise that Noah had been around. He should have been a mature man at the time. No matter how we think the years went back in that day, because it's still not easy to fathom. How does a person live to be 600? I know some folks that's 40 and had a hard life, and they look like they're 90. How does a 600-year-old man look? So we don't really understand those things, but all of that, but we know that Noah should have been a mature man at that time. So Noah, if he was 600 at that time, that means that people were familiar with Noah. Noah had been in the neighborhood a while. People knew Noah, and vice versa. Therefore, what I'm trying to get at here, just stay with me, is that it's reasonable to think that people would have asked Noah, what are you building? I know when I hear my neighbor